This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Tonight's guest is the lead guitarist and a founding member of one of the most brutal bands in the black metal scene. He's Morgan Steinmeier. I'm going to screw up this pronunciation all night long. Steinmeier Harkinson of Marduk. Their 12th full-length album, Serpent Sermon, comes out on June 5th, and they'll be playing at Station 4 in St. Paul on June 9th. Morgan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Morgan, past Marduk albums have focused on a theme like Vlad the Impaler or World War II. Is there a theme to Serpent Sermon?
It's a theme, and it's a very diabolical theme. It's a very sense of what black metal really is about. I mean, it's always been a basic foundation of this band, while we also interpreted some other parts, as you mentioned before, World War II, Vlad the Impaler, and also the theme of death and decay has been a big part of the band. But I mean, it's a basic idea behind the band and the vision of what it's all about. The whole diabolical concept is very clear on this album, Serpent Sermon, which I even think is reflected in the title. Everybody know who the serpent is, and everybody know what a sermon is, and that's what the whole album really deals about.
Now, according to the band's official bio, when you first started Marduk, you set out to create the most brutal and blasphemous metal act ever. Is Serpent Sermon a return to those roots?
I never think we lost our roots. We always had a good connection with our roots. But I mean, when you take that statement, it's an idea that you had when you were probably 17 years. But I mean, maybe the idea wasn't to be the most brutal band or a thing like that. But it was just a statement at that time, because the whole musical scene were falling into decay, and we wanted to bring forth something new at that time, you know.
Now, the blasphemous, the brutal thing, that was your stated goal when you first started Marduk, but what is your goal for Marduk today?
In a way, it's still the same, just that we use a different approach, I would say, because you cannot sing the same lyrics all over and over. We just do it in a more refined way, you know, but it's still the same basic thoughts and basic idea that we had from day one, but using a bit of a different way.
Morgan, you're currently on tour with 1349, Withered and Weapon. Give us a brief synopsis of what our listeners can expect from your opening acts when they go to see you live.
Yeah, with the tour we're doing with them starts on the 1st of June, I think, and it's going to be a great ride, I think, because we're doing our thing at 1349, is doing their thing, and also Withered and Weapon also doing something unique. So I think it's a good combination of bands that are kind of connected but still doing something different, and I think it's something there for everybody. So it's going to be a blast to go and march across the stage with those bands, you know. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, we're looking forward to seeing it, man. Now, Morgan, being known as one of the most brutal, blasphemous metal acts ever, what sort of pushback has Marduk received from religious organizations, if any?
It happens once in a while, but I mean, we always overcome them. We always hear their big mouths and what they're going to do and this and that, and they try to boycott them, stop us this way or the other. But in the end, we've always been victorious, and we're still here, you know, and we're still marching.
Now, those same people who would, go out and shoot off their big mouths or whatever, now they might be surprised to know that the Bible has actually been a source of lyrical inspiration to you. And now, in the past, you've mentioned that the Bible is your primary source of lyrical inspiration. What parts of it influence Marduk's music?
Oh, there's a lot of them, and a lot of that are being reflected in the lyrics. So if anybody want to seek it out, it shouldn't be impossible to find out, you know. It's just keep your eyes open.
Is it safe to say that you would be more of a biblical scholar than some of the folks who like to shoot their mouth off about the band?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't even want to sit down and reflect over that. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I know the power of our creativity and our vision, and that's what matters to me.
Okay, now I got a pop quiz for you, Morgan. Right off the top of your head, what's the most blasphemous thing you can say right now?
I really don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, whatever is blasphemous is up to everybody to decide. It's what is blasphemous to me might blasphemous to be a complete different thing to somebody else. It's all in the eye of the beholder, you know.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night between 9 and midnight on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 in central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Morgan Steinmeier Harkinson of Marduk continues. Now, Morgan, you've toured the world for like well over a decade now. What is the most memorable moment from the road that you can share with our audience without attracting the attention of law enforcement? Now, keep in mind, you're a foreigner. You may have diplomatic immunity in the States.
It's hard to say because, as you said, we toured a lot. But, I mean, the most memorable things, every tour has their happenings and their crazy stories, you know. But, I mean, for me, some, if I should say, great achievements for me is to, what I'm most proud of is to be, that we have been able to tour across most of the places of this world. I mean, we played in the very far of Russia, actually, a little point that goes down behind China. We were one of the first bands to do full tours in South America. We're doing a full tour. We have done a full tour in Asia. We have covered a lot of areas on this world. That's what makes me proud and the most memorable things. And see how united metal people are, whether you are in Venezuela or if you are in China, you know. That makes me proud, and to have achieved that and taking the opportunity and to meet up with all the loyal supporters in, you know, the all the corners of this world. They're really memorable. I mean, to play in front of thousands of enthusiastic people, especially in a place where people are not that used to have a lot of shows. I mean, a lot of places for sure in the States and Europe, they are so used to having a few shows a week, you know. But I mean, to take the chance and do the work to be able to go down, for example, to play in Guatemala and feel the enthusiasm and the power of the crowd, you know, and just rejoicing with them, that's magic, you know.
Now, Morgan, being in a black metal band like Marduk, you've rocked the corpse paint a fair bit. Do you have any black metal makeup tips for our listeners?
Not really. For me, it's just a spiritual reflection of our music, and I think it's been very misused, but I don't really care. I know what we do, and that's what matters to us. Yeah, I think everybody, if they use it, should come from within and be a true spiritual reflection.
Do you think that's maybe how Kiss came about the face paint in the first place? They looked and found their inner beings or something?
I don't know. Probably a bit different, I would say.
Now, Morgan, what was the song or band that got you into metal in the first place?
Then we have to go back to a band you just mentioned, actually. I think I remember being really young. The Kiss had a great impact on me, and if I would have understood what they were really singing about when I was really young, I wouldn't have appreciated it, because I thought it was something more extreme. But I mean, Kiss, and then you got Iron Maiden, you got Black Sabbath, Dio, Accept, you know, those kind of things that made me. And then you always discovered more stuff, you got into the more extreme things. But I mean, the foundation is the old hard rock heavy metal from the early 80s when you got into it, you know.
Well, I mean, upon reflection, God of Thunder, that was a pretty metal song for its time.
Yeah.
Hell's
and
yeah.
It is. I was actually just having a discussion the other day about how some things aren't what they seem. You remember seeing Gene Simmons, you know, filled with paint and the blood and the sweat, and he's standing there singing Dr. Love, you know. It's just like a bizarre thing when you look upon it right now. But still, good, you know, good.
Yeah, it is a hell of a juxtaposition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you to estimate something here, Morgan. Now, approximately how many times in your lifetime have you heard someone pronounce the band's name Marduk?
A lot of times, actually. But, I mean, it's not easy. Nobody really knows exactly how to pronounce it since it's a few thousand years old, you know. So nobody can say who's right or wrong when it comes to that. Probably the right would be Marduk or something if I would.
Now, Morgan, what was the last non-music-related job you had?
Must be that I helped out a friend that has a kind of a concrete pumping company. That would probably be it, but not because I had to, because he needed help. That would probably be the last thing that I did. I used to work in a lot of different stuff. I mean, a few different companies. You know, I worked with everything when I was young. Did a few things here, a few things there. You know, to help it go around.
We have to ask this of you, Morgan. With you being Swedish, this is pretty important stuff. The Muppets Swedish chef, is he a cultural insult or a cultural icon?
Icon.
An icon, okay.
I remember it even from when I was young, and it's still like, I understand the reason behind it, how people think about it. But I mean, he's a character, you know.
That's Morgan Steinmeier Harkinson of Marda. I can't speak English. I can't speak Swedish. That's a problem. Of Marduk. Their 12th full-length album, Serpent Sermon, it comes out June 5th. You can catch them at Station 4 in St. Paul on June 9th. Morgan, thank you so much for taking time to join us on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Thank you. My pleasure. And don't miss out when we're back, you know.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 1029 in Central Wisconsin and worldwide online at rock947.com. You can listen to other 13 Questions interviews that we've done in the past in the podcast section of rock947.com. Please give Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare a like on Facebook the next time you're on there. And as always, thank you for listening.